USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he won't support a bipartisan infrastructure proposal unveiled last week by a group of 10 senators. Sanders told reporters Monday evening that the bill is not big enough to address the country's needs. Some Republicans have also expressed their hesitancy to support the bill. Florida Senator Rick Scott says he's against the package because of a proposal in it to index the gas tax to inflation, something that he's called a tax increase. And an explosion and fire at a chemical plant in Illinois has caused the evacuation of nearly 1,000 residents in Rockton, Illinois. The explosion happened Monday morning at a plant manufacturing grease and other lubricants, with the resulting fire sending plumes of black smoke into the air that was visible for miles. Nearly 70 employees were in the plant at the time, and the company says all got out without injury. Authorities evacuated homes and businesses within a mile of the plant, affecting about 1,000 residents. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
The United States has passed another grim milestone in the pandemic, with 600,000 Americans now having died from the virus. Deaths have fallen off dramatically since a peak in January. The seven-day average has fallen nearly 90% since that winter peak. Speaking from Brussels Monday, President Biden urged Americans who haven't yet gotten vaccinated to go get their shot.
My heart goes out to all those who've lost a loved one. I know that black hole that seems to consume you, that fills up your chest when you lose someone who's close to you that you adored. That's why I continue to say to America, if you've not been vaccinated, get vaccinated. Get vaccinated as soon as possible. We have plenty vaccination, plenty of sites. We have more work to do to beat this virus.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Following what he's deemed a successful summit with NATO leaders, President Biden is looking ahead to a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Tim Berg has more.
President Biden says the NATO summit has been a success. Biden calling the NATO alliance rock solid and unshakable during a briefing in Brussels, despite the efforts of powerful nations like Russia and China. As all eyes turn to President Biden's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday, President Biden was asked what he'll tell Putin about how far the United States will go when the two countries don't agree.
We should decide where it's in our mutual interest and the interest of the world to cooperate. And the areas where we don't agree, make it clear what the red lines are.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the U.S. is looking into reports of a possible radiation leak at a Chinese nuclear power plant. Lance Pry has the details.
The U.S. government has spent the past week looking into a report of a leak at a Chinese nuclear power plant after a French company that part owns it warned of an imminent radiological threat. The warning accused the Chinese safety authority of raising the acceptable limits for radiation detection outside the Taishan nuclear power plant in the Guangdong province. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.